Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 84 for Friday, December 11th, 2015.
Basking in the afterglow of the global Fat Bike Day and bracing for the Fat Bike Radio holiday Christmas party, please welcome the hosts of the Weekly Dose of Fat, Sven and Nomez.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Greetings, Earthlings. This is your Uncle Gomez.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to our mythical River West studio, the Candy Cane Man, the elf that Santa named Prancer after, J.K. Liven.
Prancing with me, dancing with me.
Fat Bike Radio. And the Weekly Dose of Fat is sponsored by Surly Bikes.
Hey, wait. One tiny short minute here.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled Surly promotion for a special announcement.
Direct from the official Intergalactic Surly Regional Headquarters, we have Surly's Global Sales Manager, Mr. John Fleck, on the phone.
Welcome to the show, John.
Whoa, thanks, guys. Long-time caller, first-time listener. I thought it would be a good idea to come on the show and tell folks about a fresh new sale on Surly Omniterra bikes.
Oh, man.
That includes Pugsley, the bike that started this whole fat craze some 10-odd years ago. Seems like only yesterday. Fast forward, and this is a thing, these fat bikes, I've been told. Consumers have all kinds of choices. Hey, you know, that's cool. So we're kicking it with the new Wednesday, and it is an amazing bike, but we only have so many of those available this season. Meanwhile, these other heavy hitters in our lineup seem to be getting overlooked, including Pugs, Moonlanders, Ice Cream Truck Ops, all with the solid part spec that Surly Ride. That Surly Ride. If you've owned a Surly, I think you know what I mean.
I have owned a Surly.
Following me so far?
I rode mine today.
You following me so far?
Oh, yeah. I'm down with this, yeah.
So we decided to do something a little crazy. Because we're Surly, and I've been told we're known to do crazy things from time to time, we're running this Omni sale smack in the middle of when folks have fat bikes on their minds. El Nino be damned. More like El Nonsense, in my opinion. We're very much thinking about and riding our fat-tired beasts here in the upper Midwest. You with me still?
Oh, yeah.
Still here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right on the ball. All right.
So here's the deal. We have Pug single speeds available for $799. Pugsleys are going for a cool $899.
Oh,
Pug Ops can be had for $999. Moonlander, that 5-inch beast, is $1,199. And Ice Cream Truck Ops are also
$1,199. Woo! Dang. That's fantastic.
Wow. Well, that that just gives me, you know, the perfect excuse to get that Moonlander.
Woo!
God damn.
Excellent. I was afraid I was about to have to say I don't want to know, Gomez.
So, John, how can our listeners get in on this deal?
Well, most preferably they would go and visit their local Surly dealer, and in lieu of a dealer that they believe actually stocks Surly, rest assured they can go to their local bike shop, who most likely has a QBP account, and could order said bike of their dreams for them.
Cool, man. That sounds like a great idea. So thanks for coming on the show, John. Giving me the ever-popular Moonlander Manchub. We really appreciate it. Thanks for sponsoring the show.
My pleasure, guys.
You know, you just...
You are most welcome.
Yeah, all right, man. That's a fantastic deal, folks. If you guys guys haven't had a Surly in your life before, this is an excellent opportunity to get in on one at a great price.
Dude, man, yeah. They come in extra small. Yeah, so a lot of these bikes would be good for a tween kid. So put a Surly under your tree for Christmas, maybe.
All right, John. Well, thanks for calling and hipping us to the scene.
No worries. You guys have fun on the rest of your journey.
All right. Talk to you again.
You can learn more about Surly Bikes at surlybikes.com. I go into that NPR voice for my announcer alter ego. I channel Shveddy Balls. Yeah.
Hey, what's the buzz on the show this week, JK?
We start the show with the event of the week. Next week's Becker Sewing and Design Bag Contest will be revealed. We award the prizes for the Global Fat Bike Day Contest. We take calls from our listeners and talk about who your favorite bike black ribbon test pilot might be, or even maybe talk about how you celebrated Global Fat Bike Day. We explore the Fatty Farm Field Report, brought to you by the Winter Rush Fat Bike Series, the Michigan State Fat Bike Championships, and the 2017 USA Cycling Fat Bike National Championships. And finally,
it's time
for the Fat Bike Event of the Week.
Been catching my breath. The event of the week is the Polar Tech Winter Fat Bike Race Series, a 6-race series held in New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. That's the Granite State. And we actually have Aaron Chaffee calling in to talk to this hot East Coast fat bike racing in the Granite State. Welcome to the show, Aaron. Arlen.
Yeah,
Arlen,
yeah,
Aaron.
It's Arlen.
Arlen.
Sorry.
Arlen.
Sorry.
It's like Orlon with an A.
No, Arlen, I got it now.
Got it?
Yeah, yeah. I had a brain fart there, sorry. So,
yeah, that's all right. That's allowed.
Dude, you are putting a 6-race series together, and you guys are racing at night. Tell us about the 6 races. Do you have different formats? Are they all at the same place?
We mix it up. This is our 3rd year of the series, and I've got Polar Tech behind me as a sponsor. Kind of laugh at the cold. They have their NeoShell stuff that's really popular, the bike apparel.
I wear a Revelate design hoodie that is made from Polar Tech, and it's the best thing I've ever worn.
They hooked us up a little bit of cash and a bunch of soft goods swag starting 3 years ago. So this is our 3rd season with the series. The first year was pretty much all at night and all at the same venue, and I could tell my riders were getting a little tired of it. So we mixed it up a little last year, and this year I've got a couple other event promoters involved as well to, kind of lighten my load for putting on 6 events. So the night races are mine. There's 3 of those. 2 of them are at Gunstock Ski Area on their Nordic Trails, which has been a real interesting kind of emerging area. Courses,
groomed
or whatever.
Ski trails,
they're
right?
Kind of like, no,
right.
Stay away. Keep off our groomers because you're going to wreck our snow. And what they found out is, it's a way to kind of, utilize a resource. So we're out there racing at night at Gunstock on Nordic.
That's very cool. So is that a cross country style race? Is a number of laps, fastest guy wins?
It's like a snow crit.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
Depending on how much snow we have on the ground. That's the other thing is last year, I don't know what your season was like, but we had early snow and then, from Christmas through mid-January, it was dead. I mean, we didn't have snow to ride on, and these folks were blowing it up there. So my riders showed up, and they're like, holy crap, we got snow to ride on.
Oh, yeah, that's so great. Yeah, so they actually make their own snow at the Nordic place too, huh?
Yeah. They had a mound of it. It must have been 100 yards across and probably 30 feet tall. And they loaded it into a manure spreader and laid it down and then got their grooming machines, the piston bullies on top of it, and laying down corduroy.
That's deluxe. That's how they do it in New Hampshire.
Corduroy.
That's
corduroy,
awesome.
Corduroy, yeah. So that's the first 2 races of the season are night races up at Gunstock. And then sandwiched in there, we've got a new promoter who puts on a lot of snowshoe races, and he got a hold of me. He's like, hey, what do you know about fat bike races? And I told him what I was doing, and he said, well, would you mind if I put one on this date? He didn't want to interfere with what we were doing. I was like, well, why don't you put it on, but why don't you put it in the series?
Oh, cool.
And he said, yeah. Well, because that way you get people riding weekend after weekend. They can jump in. So
snowshoers and fat bikers are the perfect symbiotic little they're the perfect groomers for real single track, especially. It's just
smush
awesome.
Smush it down. Absolutely. And then we got a local bike shop a little south of here that's putting on a 2 or 3 race series of their own, but I grabbed one of their races. That's your Riverside. They're out of Newburyport, Mass, North Shore. And then I have Fatty Fest, which is kind of my end of the season where we get everybody who's ridden in the across the series.
Mm-hmm.
We Polar Deck actually just signed a co-marketing agreement. Have you ever heard of Narragansett beer?
No.
That is a new one for me.
And
the Jaws
like
beer?
East Coast from the, huh?
The Jaws beer? It was in Jaws?
Yeah, it was. It's one of those brands that kind of went away, and now it's back. It's yellow beer, you know, 30 packs.
Well, it sounds like...
But anyway, there.
I was going to say, it sounds like you have put a great series together. New Hampshire has some great terrain, and running an event at night at a ski area with grooming equipment, it opens up so many possibilities for great stuff that really pushes the envelope of what people are doing in the Midwest here around the Great Lakes. You don't see that many ski area races, but maybe we'll see more now.
Yeah, I would hope. And you guys kind of were in the nerve center there of Fat Bikes. You know, they kind of made their way outbound. I mean, I'm on my fourth season with a Pugsley.
Nice.
Swapped over to one by with a Wolf 230 and like that. I got 45 North is another one of our sponsors, so they've hooked us up with soft goods, and I'm building another bike now, and they're shooting me some of their beasters. You know,
Flow
and
did
Thunder.
You see the they put a series bike together through Independent Fabrications last year. For one of the race series, I thought it was for our race team.
Yeah,
and it was just gorgeous.
The Chubby Deluxe,
right? Chubby Deluxe.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, here's something interesting about Polar Tech. You may know this already, Arlen, but Gary Smith is the CEO of Polar Tech. He's also one of the guys at Independent Fabrication. I believe he's one of the owners, if not the owner, of Indy Fab. So it's like a nice bike connection.
Very close and dear friend of mine. I actually I helped lure him into Newmarket, the town where I live. We have a bunch of mills that were abandoned, and he had just bought Independent Fabrication and also Bailey Works, the custom messenger bag company.
Oh, cool.
And he was mushing them together, kind of bike culture stuff. And he lives fairly close by, and I was like, dude, you got to move everything to Newmarket. So that kind of snowballed stuff because. He was number two over at Timberland back in the day.
Oh, okay.
And they sold off to VF, I guess it was. But anyway, he was dabbling in bike stuff, you know, buying up companies, instead of Fabrication and Bailey Works. And that's how I got to know him. And then a private equity firm said, hey, we need somebody to run Polar Tech. And he's like, well, yeah, that sounds interesting. So, that's how I got the Polar Tech connection for the series. And we built the bike last year, steel with an MRP for Dylan McNicholas, who races for Polar Tech on the cyclocross side.
Oh, gotcha.
So,
cool.
Well, it is a small world. It's and who's Captain Segway? Because I was the one to bring the Indy Fab.
Small
45 North.
World.
It's a little circle. So
yeah, we actually, I think it was at... It must have been at the Handbelt Bike Show that I saw Gary.
Yeah.
A couple when it was
in NABS.
Yep. NABS. Yep.
NABS. Yeah. Down. Was it in Philly or?
It was in out east on the.
Kakalaki.
North Carolina. Yeah. Somewhere out that way. Charlotte.
North Carolina. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That was like 3 years ago, maybe? Two or 3 years ago?
Yeah. 2 years ago.
Because we covered that.
I'm just surprised I remembered that from way back then. Because I was drinking a lot of beer out there.
Are you going to go to Sacramento and cover that?
Maybe
March.
Well, I got peeps out that way.
Thanks for coming on the show and filling us in. We have a website here for people that want to register for the series or to get more information. It's www.fatbikenhfornewhampshire.com, and we'll put a link in the show notes. For talking like a Canadian all of a sudden, the show notes. We are going to bid you adieu. And do you have a beer with you? Because we're at the top of the hill. We're going to do our first little cheers here.
First beer stop.
First run.
Cheers.
I do not. I was not prepared.
Boink, boink. Well, here's to you, Arlen. You dry friendo.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And thank you so much for giving us some props for what's going on here on the East Coast. I mean, we blew up cyclocross. You guys gave us fat bikes and gravel. So we'll give you props for that.
Right on.
Sweet, dude.
Keep the tires rolling.
Yeah, we love it all.
Okay, talk soon.
Take care.
Yeah, bye.
All right, well, let's take a break here, and we'll be right back.
So I heard you need a fat bike. Come to Zion Cyclery in Zion, Illinois. We have all brands, Trek, Borealis, Salsa, Felt, Surly, and more. Yo, we have all the cold weather gears by 45 North and Bontrager. Keep those fingers and toes nice and toasty. We fix bikes also. So you have any problem? Brakes, gears, suspension? We have the best mechanics in town. So yeah, visit us at ZionCycler.com.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
And we are back. Should we take another call?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hey, welcome to the radio program, caller. Who do we have on the line?
Thank you. Hey, guys. Travis up in Anchorage.
Oh, there he is. There's Travis.
So, Travis, looks like you guys got after it at Global Fat Bike Day up there in Anchorage. You don't fool around.
Absolutely not, man. It was an awesome day. So much fun.
Thanks for putting that story together that you sent us. I think that went up today, didn't it?
Yeah, it went up today.
Oh, my pleasure, man. I'm glad I could help you out. So everybody, all the fun we had up here and spread the good word of the Global Fat Bike Day happenings.
Yeah, and Toys for Tots, too. You guys had a big Toys for Tots showing.
I don't want to
be a spoiler or anything, but, you know, You guys did well. You do that fat biking thing like you invented it or something.
Right. Yeah, let's just say the donation box is looking really full, and how awesome is that, man? You know?
Oh yeah, killer.
The real part of Global Fat Bike Day, and the thought of a bunch of kids that might not have a present under the tree getting one was awesome.
Did you guys have a prize for the largest toy donated? Because I think your wife had a pretty good sized one in that picture.
Yeah.
It was like was it a tiger? What was that thing? It was a huge stuffed animal.
Yeah, it was a tiger. Yeah, it was a tiger. She strapped to her back. And no, they didn't have a prize for the biggest toy, but we were one of the last ones to show up and throw into the box, or I should say the back of the car. Yeah, I believe she definitely had the biggest toy donated.
Nice.
Very good.
Yeah, it was they had a good turnout. 130 plus for sure, and I heard the numbers kind of climbing, so, you know, I didn't want to say anything official, but it was a really good turnout. You know, on what was a cold night, too. It was definitely crisp out there.
Yeah, I saw the number 140 in print on, the established news source.
Was that satellite? Verified number.
Established news source of fatbike.com, which is Facebook. Confirmed on Facebook, 140. Yes, humans riding bikes.
So, Travis, did you know that this week's question is who's your favorite bike black ribbon test pilot?
Oh, here you go.
Did you have a vote or a comment on that?
I did not, but I think I'll have to go with Mr. Brittenbacher, being he's, I think, one of the only pilots out of Alaska, right?
Well played.
Or a few.
It's like this. The Alaskans are just like, they're all Alaska. It's like, I will take an Alaskan. Well played, sir. Because I would, I can't play favorites.
I can. I like myself.
It's fun. This one's got some.
I'm so happy with myself.
Yeah, you are. Sven's the guy that makes all this work.
Man, I might get clubbed like a seal on the bike trail, you know?
Oh, true that. Yeah, Kevin's good guy, man, and so fast. And he rides with his dog. It just reminds me of a small wolf. I just wonder about, you know, what if your dog runs into a big predator out there? How does that work? Are dogs just smarter than the two idiots that eat my dog food? I don't know.
Yeah, that's one you don't know until it happens.
You lose more dogs that way. That's the Alaskan way.
Yeah, the short track race was really good, man. you know, I didn't know if the official results came out there, mm-hmm. but in the expert class, Mr. Josh Shelf took first, and Will Ross sliding in there at second.
Really? He beat Will,
he
huh?
He beat Will Ross.
Oh, man, it was great. It was a great race to watch. They were never more than a foot apart the entire time, I don't think. It was, it was neck and neck, back and forth. It was, I'm glad I volunteered and got to meet a lot of cool people down there and watching the race. Yeah, it was fantastic.
Nice. Dude, speaking of Anchorage and fat bikes, Otis is sitting over here resplendent in Easter purple. It's a thing, my fat bike. It's back from powder.
No way, what are the pictures going up?
Yeah. I think there'll be a picture in the show notes here. You know me. I can't, you know.
They call him Mr. Instagram.
Yeah. So watch our Instagram feed. There'll definitely be a picture of, I'll tell you. Yeah, it's pretty good.
We can't wait to see that.
Well, all right.
Do you want to get us into the Fatty Farm Field Report, or you got something else going on over there?
No, I think that it's time for this week's Fatty Farm Field Report.
This week's Fatty Farm Field Report is presented by the Winter Rush Fat Bike Series. Winter Rush is the home of the Michigan State Fat Bike Championships, and they will be hosts of the 2017 USA Cycling Fat Bike National Championships.
For more information, click the Winter Rush banner in the show notes or visit winterrush.com.
Should we call this week's Bike Black Ribbon test pilot to see what makes Aaron Hautula tick?
Yeah, I came up with the it's a Bike Black Ribbon test pilot centerfold. isn't that just weird?
That's pretty weird. We're dialing right now. Yeah, dialing. Mr. Aaron.
Aaron.
That's what we're doing.
Hello.
Hello.
Aaron.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good, you?
Hey, we're on the air. We have Aaron Abdallah on the line. He is our Bike Black Ribbon test pilot, also AKA the Cuyuna Kid. He's the cat
that is
somewhat responsible with, I'm sure, many other people, but is involved up there with the building of the trails and the maintaining of the trails and the, I don't know. He grew yurts from tiny mushrooms up into giant things. And he's on our program because we're going to try and, I don't know, get a sample of his brain tissue, find out what's going on up there in Brainerd land.
Well, right now, I think the same thing we got everywhere. It's crazy weather.
Well, it's El Nino, you know, it's a zonal 44 flow.
44 degrees right now.
Right, it could be worse, though.
Is it July? I mean, that's like July weather here. No. But yeah, it's slightly warm. So we're doing our Hakey Lunta snow dance. Finish Snow God, of course.
It's going to happen, man.
To coax winter to come back to Cuyuna.
I know. Well, the first day of winter is like 10 days from now, you know, so...
Just
chill, and
I'm just a needy cyclist, I guess.
It's going to be fine. Dirt is fine. How's that Trek Farley 9.8 treating you on the red dirt? We published your review this week.
That bike's a pretty bike, isn't it? It's just gorgeous to look at. And I think when I first saw that bike, I couldn't believe the amount of engineering and design firepower they put into that thing. Just kind of took the fat bike out of the fat noodle look to looks like a race bike to me, man. They really did something special there.
Like a jet fighter kind of thing.
Yeah, no kidding.
You use the term museum quality carbon, and I think that's an interesting aspect. And I liked your insights and your whole adjustment and talking about the 27.5 fat. I mean... That's the one thing that I think I thought it was like really needed to emphasize that there's really only one tire right now. So
no kidding. Yeah, that's a hard part to know. I mean, to give it a qualitative study, it'd be nice to be able to put a different tire on there and say, okay, is this turning phenomenon, this cornering edging ability that I'm not having good luck with right now, is it tire contingent or is it just
body English or
27 and a half.
Right. That's what I think. That's, you know, that's the only thing that's different, right? Because you own, right. I'm going to kind of put you on the spot here. You own an XX1 Bear Grease.
Yeah, I do.
So, I mean, can we put you on the spot and compare the two? Not really fairly, because you haven't ridden that trek with the 26 inch wheel yet. You know,
that's what we have to do.
Putting
that's
more rubber on it. So we got to get with Trek. Yeah, we got to get with Trek and get the 26 inch with their big Barbagezzis on there, dude. I just mounted those up on my 100 millimeter head rims, and those things are big, like a sparsely treaded Husker Du, but big, dude. And it's gonna be fast rolling. It's gonna be. It has Otis written all over it. Yeah.
How's that sidewall tread look? Because that's the make or break, at least on the Cuyuna Trail. Not on every trail, but I honestly think I could do a bald middle of the tire and have sidewall. As long as that sidewall's there, I can corner.
I think you'd love Bombolini's.
Hodak just didn't come to the party with. Hodak forgot his sidewall at home or something.
Well, it was just their first tire.
I'll spend my complaint on Hodak forever, but, you know, I mean, I get so accustomed to the sidewall tread that I do like, which is Van Helga, that you lean it, you tip it, you grip it, and rip it. It's just 1, 2, 3, done. And not that anything else isn't as good, or I'm sure there's stuff that is just as great. I just haven't ridden every single tire in the world.
I know, that's the hard part. Yeah, I try and ride as many tires as I possibly can. And we try to, we try to spread them around so that people, you know, like you, test pilots, get as much experience as possible. But how's the switchboard over there?
Well, we got some calls holding Robbie, over here.
You wanna... Robbie's saying we got more calls. So I am going to thank you for being this week's test pilot centerfold. And we're coming up there for New Year's. I don't know if Sven is going to make it. He hasn't confirmed. But I think Adam Blake is coming. And... we're going to live in a yurt for a few days and ride bikes and
eat dirt.
Thank goodness. We need you all up here.
Sounds good.
We need you all. Sven, you better make it up here. It's a must do.
Sounds good, man. Well, all we'll give it a solid shake.
Aaron, thanks for all you do, bro. If we don't talk to you, happy holidays. But let's connect up there when we're in your backyard. And we're going to.
Without a doubt. Have a good night, gentlemen.
All right. See ya.
Hello, welcome to the radio program. How are you? Who do we have on the line there?
How you doing? Hi there, it's Jeff, the Black Ribbon test pilot from Wales in the UK.
Oh, right on.
Jeff, how's it going?
Mr. Jeff. I was like, he's calling from a long ways away.
3 a.m. or something there.
Yeah, something like that. And even the rain hit the window and thinking, yeah, I'm getting up in a few hours doing work, so I thought I'd give you a bell.
What a pleasure that you called. So, you can't really vote for your favorite. Well, I guess Sven voted for himself as his favorite. I think just the fact that you called all the way across the big pond. I think I'm going to make you my favorite Bike Black Ribbon test pilot. Do you have a choice? Have you looked at my Thanksgiving holiday collage and chosen a favorite?
I looked at the collage. It was on, what was it? Couple of weeks ago, because it's 3 a.m.
Andrea Cohen had the best picture. Her face was all scrunched up, and she was like a making a growly face. We won't put you on the spot. So tell us about your typhoon of a global fat bike day that I saw.
Oh, geez, yeah, bloody hell. Storm Desmond we had over here just so happened to land on Saturday, so... Yeah, we only had four of us do the ride. Another six bailed because of the weather.
Sure.
And we were sandblasted, exfoliated. it was probably the worst weather I've cycled in. And I think I've been in some pretty crap weather over here in Wales. And it was rough, very rough. There were some very strong headwinds. But once they were behind us, my God, we were motoring.
Oh, yeah, that's...
We were flying down the coast.
It is pretty amazing when you get that tailwind. If you could get a shuttle ride on those days on the coast, it would just be so badass. But sometimes you just gotta, you know, gut it out for a few miles and then cruise back. It's a good time.
Yeah.
So
hard gut out, it really was.
So the winds were like 50 kilometers an hour, right?
I'd say 50 mile an hour. It was
really 50 miles an hour.
It was it was more than the case.
I saw in your video you had to go past emergency vehicles, and it looked like they were evacuating, and you were just going like, "Oh, we're just going to go for a bike ride. Don't worry, we're fine."
It was like it was turned into a zombie apocalypse. You know what I mean? It was looking bad. I think they closed the roads at one point, to be honest with you.
So were you right on the coast at the ocean?
Oh yes, yep, right on the coast, on the
nice.
Yeah, and I saw the radar. It looked like
hurricane. Yeah. They've actually had a couple named storms over there, which they don't normally get.
Desmond.
Oh, that's the fourth one.
Like Desmond Decker.
Desmond Tutu. Oh no, he was very nice. He wouldn't have been that violent.
Desmond Decker had that sweet reggae song back in the '60s. Yeah, I'm old. Well, Jeff, I can't believe you called, man. I really appreciate it. It's really good to talk to you. I don't. This is like the first time I think I've ever actually talked to Jeff. We're just pen pals.
It is.
Yeah. Yep. Well, you sound very tall, Jeff.
The radio will do that to you.
Indeed, it puts 4 inches on you where it counts, and that's why we have an explicit rating here on iTunes. So I just can't keep it out of the gutter. So where are we at in this grand scheme of showiness?
I don't know. Still talking to Jeff as far as I can tell. But Jeff, what are you riding right now?
Yeah, I'm still on the trusty Mukluk, the Salsa Mukluk.
Okay.
The black and white one that's been in numerous videos. I'm loving it. It's just an absolute joy. Absolute joy.
You should go and demo this year's Salsa Mukluk and do a contrast and comparison, because they switched the geometry to the Blackboro geometry, the
Blackboro.
more slacked out and more and shorter chainstay,
longer front center, shorter chainstay.
Right?
Yep.
That really, man, it's pretty good. So I would be interested to see, you know, as a longtime Mukluk rider, how you feel that is, and maybe give us sing us a few bars about it, if it were a song. Aye. What do you think?
That sounds an interesting comparison. It does.
Yeah.
Cool bike. Wicked.
Yeah, it also makes nice bikes. I don't know about that pink and orange one with the pink and orange tires on it that was making its way around the old internet. That just made me feel weird somehow. But hey, it's not my bike.
It's a bit loud.
The red and black one and the purple haze one. Woo! Great looking stuff. So Robbie is giving me the signal. I don't know what does this mean. I should punt. I got to wrap this up. I guess we have to wrap this up, Jeff. Apparently, we're going to wrap this up and go into. I think we're going into the. Are we in the Fatty Farm Field Report?
Now we got more callers.
We have more callers. Oh well, that's what that signal means.
I mean, let's get some other callers here.
All right, Robbie insists that we take another caller. You, my man, you rock, and, you know, welcome to the family.
No worries. Cheers, fellas. It's been great listening, and keep at it. Keep at it with the TV as well.
Well,
thanks, man.
We've got lawnmowers in the mix coming up pretty soon.
That's right. Welcome to the largest riding lawnmower website in the galaxy.
We can review the heck out of a riding lawnmower.
All right, man.
Thanks a lot, man.
All right, cheers, guys. Stay safe.
Cheers. Man, somebody's been waiting a long time.
I don't know. Hello. Welcome to the radio program.
Hi.
How's it going?
Are you talking to me?
Absolutely.
Are you talking to me? Yeah.
I think so. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Who are we talking to?
This is Travis from Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Right on, Travis.
Eau Claire, where they have hills in Eau Claire over there.
Yeah, they got a trail system right there, and plus they got the secret trails along the river that get groomed. Well,
they're not secret now.
Oh wait, what river?
You know, that's funny. I just heard about them Monday night at the year-end party that we had.
Oh wow. You must have.
Yeah, yeah, we have lots of good trails. Corba does a great job.
Yeah, you must have entered the circle of trust somewhere along the line. One of our original bike testers a long time ago went up and did a race up there, and she came back with a trail map literally written on a cocktail napkin. She's like, "We got to go here. He drags a tire full of cement through the woods with a motorbike. It's kick ass." So. She doesn't really talk like that, but. So welcome to the show. Who's your favorite bike black ribbon test pilot? Do you even know what that means? That would surprise me. You didn't, you know, it wouldn't. Go ahead.
I couldn't give you a square answer. I did read a review on the Framed Wolf tracks. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
Dave Kruger.
You know.
Oh, no, that's Dave Kruger wrote that, but a vote, any vote that is abstention, that's a vote for Gomez. No. You can vote more than once for Gomez. I'm not really a test pilot so much as I am the guy that can't stop talking.
Like a circus ringleader.
Rodeo clown.
I was thinking more like ringleader, but yeah, rodeo clown works too.
Yeah. Oh, clowns are scary. So what else is going on? You did you guys in Eau Claire, did you guys get together and ride for Global Fat Bike Day?
A lot of guys went down to Levis.
Oh, right on. Yeah.
I didn't, but a few of my friends and some other random people I've seen at the shop girl ended up going down there.
Yeah. Levis, I love Levis. And one of our test pilots is the trail guy, one of the trails guys there, Steve Murette, if you know him.
Yes, I actually, just became friends with him on Facebook, like on Fat Bike Day. So it's weird.
Yeah. He's a cool cat.
I actually think he's the guy I seen at Chopco.
Ah, okay.
That's how I all put it together. I don't know. Maybe it's just random.
Nice. So. Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, I ride a lot around at Lowell's, and it's a good place to ride.
And you guys have a snowshoe and fat bike race right there at Lowe's, and it's the name is escaping me. It's like a lumberjack name. What's the name of that race?
Powder keg or something?
Powder keg. That's
something
like
that. Yes, I
look at the big
it,
look at the big brain on Sven.
Take out the big brain on Sven.
Nice. Well, listen, we're going to move on to another caller, but I appreciate you calling in and answering our questions and listening to the show. You rock, dude. Well, you know, our paths will cross, and don't be afraid to say, "Hey, man, I talked to you on the radio. Give me a high five."
Right on. Well, take care, guys. Have a good night.
All right. So long, man.
See ya.
Bye.
Hey, let's take a quick break here before we saunter into the Fatty Farm Field Report.
There we will be in the field with reporting. Whether you carry your bikes on your roof or with a hitch, the best way to get your fat bike to the trail is with a rack from 1UP USA. 1UP USA uses stainless steel hardware on their all-aluminum racks and come with a lifetime warranty. 1UP USA racks are made in the USA, right in Wisconsin. Visit 1UPUSA.com for more information on the fastest loading, highest quality rack solutions.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Welcome back to the radio program.
Indeed. It's the program of radio-ness. Are we going to talk about our weekly contest, our new one?
Yeah, we've got a contest coming up. We should probably say something about that.
So I don't know if you follow us on Instagram. If you don't, you are missing out on all of the inside information on what we're doing and giving away and reviewing. So we put some pictures up of the Becker 40 Below bag. And for the next 3 weeks, we're going to be giving one of those custom-made bags away. They hold like 4.3 beers. So it's like a 40 ounce, 40 below. And it goes below your down tube.
Right.
So I thought it was like, oh, Fat Bike suspension created a little space there.
Yep.
For our buddy Tup Becker to make a bag. And you can put your beverages or your fly pole or your tent poles or, I don't know, your 40-inch graphics bong, whatever you want to put in there.
Well, that would be a long graphics. That's a nice one.
I don't know if these things are 40 inches, though. So don't you know, obviously.
Well, there you can just cut one down if you really had to.
Indeed. You can custom make one. I'm sure.
They had Campbell soup cans on the bottom of them.
Oh, really?
Filled with fish tank gravel. Hmm. That was the weight on the bottom of the original G graphics back in the day. Hmm. I don't know anything about that, though.
All old guys know what a bong is.
Oh, is that what those were? I thought they were for putting flowers in.
This is part of our college training, part of our college curriculum. So for the next three shows, we do digress. Next three shows, one lucky winner is going to get a fabulous Becker Sewing 40 Below bag. Tell the folks how they can win, JK.
The first week, we're going to award the bag to the best photo from Global Fat Bike Day 2015. Send your photo to Gomez at fat-bike.com with Becker Bag Contest in the subject.
Make sure you follow the rules, because Gomez gets like 48,000 emails a day.
Yeah.
And if you want to be considered, make sure you put Becker Bag Contest in the subject line of your email and stuff.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. That's very stern contest rules. We have one rule.
We have one rule. Don't screw it up.
So
we have two rules. You got to have a photo in there too.
And then
and Global Fat Bike Day. Now we're up to three rules. How many rules are you
this
get here?
Year, 2015.
So Topher and I talked today, and next week it's going to be an essay, photo essay, you know, or video essay. No, wait. It's going to be a video essay the third week. So we're giving away three bags. So if you don't get it the first week, maybe you get the second week. And he says he wants to give away. He's like Crazy Tupper up there in Fairbanks. He wants to give people bags every week, every month. I want to give bags away. I think he is local.
Isn't that your Andrea Cohen voice?
It's actually, you know who it is? It's Kale Wenther.
Oh,
that's who it is.
We haven't talked to Kale for a while.
I know. He chimed in on our lawnmower incident, but he came out of that's only because I pulled some people. So anyway, you know where we're at now?
Talking about Global Fat Bike Day stuff.
Yeah.
Again, contest winners.
Contest winners for Global Fat Bike Day. Are you ready for this?
I am ready. I'm need a anxious.
Our friend Jordan Blackson from Anchorage, they had 140 riders there. We talked to Travis, who was there today, and they gathered 79 toys. So Jordan wins the medium Moonlander Ops.
Bam, boy. Congratulations, awesome. Jordan.
Yeah, and I know that's going to fit him because Jordan and I are the same size. So,
all right, then. And it's green, so you can see it in the snow up there.
And you didn't even have to, you know, braid our beards together or anything weird, Jordan. You just had to, like, gather toys for kids that need toys. That's pretty kick-ass. And, you know, so, second place.
Yeah, wait. Was a 1UP USA.
Right. And that
two-bike, fat-bike, capable, fantastic rack from right over in Dickeyville, apparently, Wisconsin. Right.
American-made. We've tested this rack. Kick-ass rack.
Our second place winner is Ricky DeLeos from the D.C. area. He and his brothers and sisters raised 60 toys. So that's the 1UP USA 2-tray in your hitch rack awesome rack for Ricky DeLeos.
And in third place, Bontrager Tires, and Bontrager has four fat bike tires, and you can mix and match. You can get two of any kind, or you can mix and match, like I said before. It's a
same kind, or you can mix and match. It's caught in a loop.
Hodag
So who's the winner of the Bontrager? Third place?
It goes to Sean Camp from Saratoga Springs, New York. They had 70 riders and 54 toys.
And Sean was the guy that kind of helped us
spearheaded this whole idea. This was his idea.
We just co-opted it to give you people some fine prizes.
He won some tires. Maybe he'll pick out those big Barbagezzis for his. I just made a vulgar.
I know who his favorite bike black ribbon test pilot is, giving away all this stuff.
No kidding.
Over 300 toys donated.
Over 300, just the people that reported in. So I'm going to be pushing back, and we're going to send stickers and whatever else we have in the swag treasure chest to some of these folks that didn't win big prizes. So if I didn't mention you and you get a strange package, it's just from us. Well, it won't be that strange because it'll have our return address on it and our logo and stuff. So don't be nervous. I'm worried. But I've just scared our one listener away.
Oh, goodbye, one listener.
Oh, God, he's going to send me a package.
Hey, speaking of listeners.
Yeah.
We've yes. Old Bear's been listening for 39 minutes to just you babbling over there. And now, God. What's up, Old Bear?
Hey, nothing much. I just wanted to call and say we had a small gathering here. My sons came down and we all took turns riding my bike.
Now kill it.
All right. Yeah, you indoctrinated some new fat bike riders into the fold.
Yes, my son said we were going to get fat bikes. And they wanted to know where I got mine. Of course, I told them.
Right on. They're going to get them. Well, very and cool.
They loved it. My son was doing nose weedies with mine. I
said, wow. Mad skills.
Nice.
But they're so skinny. You know, compared to me, I'm a 200-plus, 250-plus rider. And, they're like 160 pounds, They're like I was when I was their age.
There you go. Yeah. Well,
had an accident yesterday.
What
I
happened?
I went down and did my 12 miles in Lions Club Park Trails and then ride home. I was going up a hill and the stupid shoelace on my left cycling shoe wrapped around the axle of the pedal.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. I've had that happen before. Oh, That's no good at all.
Or pants in the chain is also a good way to like...
I did one of those slow Buster Keaton rollover wrecks.
Oh man!
And took out my knee.
Are you gonna be all right?
You're gonna be all right.
Oh yeah, I'm fine. I'll be riding tomorrow. It's gonna be 68 down here tomorrow.
Hey, chicks, you
know, we're sneaking up on 60 tomorrow.
Yeah, chicks dig scars, man.
Well, they say we're supposed to have a mild winter anyway.
Yeah,
I don't like the sound of that, but use a secret word tonight.
We actually fooled everyone, and we might not use the secret word. Or, maybe we're going to launch something later. I don't know.
I don't even remember the secret word was this time.
You know, there's only one thing I'm certain of is I need a break.
Gomez has to take a break.
I have to go take a break.
So, yeah, because we did the global fat bike thing this week, we decided not to have another contesty thing this week, but we're going to get back into we're going to get back into giving away some more stuff with photo contests and whatnot with the guy with Tupper from Becker Bags. And
My son gave me enough money to order the bear doing the tail whip t-shirt.
Oh, right on.
I ordered one.
Well, if people are listening to this show, sorry you missed out, because actually, yesterday was the last day you could get it on these deals, but we're going to be printing those things up on Saturday. I'm going to pick them up on Sunday from Andy, our printer, and we'll get them out in the U.S. Postal Service there by Tuesday. Everybody should have them in plenty of time for Christmas gift giving, and or if you bought yourself a Christmas present, you'll get it before Christmas.
Yep. I was going to tell you, I just got done reading Charlie Kelly's book, Fat Tire Flyer.
Oh, right on. Yeah, one of the original mountain bike kings.
Yes, it's a good read. It covers a lot of the history. And it brings back a lot of memories for me because I was riding in the dirt as a teenager up there in Buffalo Grove. And we had it's one of those hills, they used to take all the topsoil and mound it up. used to have hill climbs.
Oh, right on. Like a ski hill or a garbage pile or
No. It was okay, back when I was younger, they used to take and they would strip all the topsoil before they build the home. And they pile it in this mound. And they did this on this one field by Buffalo Grove Road and Dundee by the old Jewel Shopping Center over there by Ricasura's Bowling Alley. And they had this mound. It was on the northwest corner of this big empty lot. And we used to try to climb it on whatever bike we had. And I discovered a Phantom inch pitch, you know, the roller chain twin Phantom.
Yep.
Stripped it down, put a Brooks saddle on it my great uncle gave me, and it had 2-speed rear end in it. Bendix.
Mm-hmm.
I was the only one that was getting up and over this hill.
Nice. Charlie would have been proud.
Everybody else was. Oh, yeah. Anyway, just wanted to call and say, have a good Christmas.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Well, I think, we're doing a show next week, and then we've got a party show we're going to do.
Yeah.
Next Saturday.
We're going to go to Chris Daisy's basement, the guy that does the music for the show and the owner of Zion Cyclery. And his band is going to play. And we're going to have cage dancers and foam and Snapple, shots of Snapple. We're going to get wild.
Yep. So we'll probably post that sometime between Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah. Okay. Something like that.
I was going to say, my choice for Black Ribbon Test Pilot is Gomez for one reason.
Oh.
He's the only one who matches me in size.
Well, the Gomez is shrinking.
Yeah, I'm shrinking. I've actually lost 43
pounds.
Yeah, I lost 43 pounds since the end of July. So, I'm still going down. So,
what are you down to?
Well, I weigh 252, I think I was on Monday. So I started at 295, bro.
Yeah, that's a waker upper
that's
there.
That's a big number. Yeah. So
after I got out of the hospital, the last time, I shot back up to 281 pounds.
Yeah.
I'm now down to 271. I'm going back down to.
Well, good on you, man. That's keep riding. The big guys ride. This is what I say about big guys that ride. People say, oh, single speeders are badass. That must be really hard. Well, try and ride with a bag of cement with you the whole time. Gears or not, fat guys are badasses because we pedal all that weight around. But, you know, I'm gonna try and learn what 225 pounds feels like pushing a bike. Because I tell you, right now, I'm feeling I'm having so much more fun on the bike. So, anyway, dude, we got to go to another caller, we love talking to you, and we will talk to you soon.
All right, talk to you later, brother. Bye bye.
See you.
Does we got another caller?
We still got Travis lurking.
Travis.
What's up, Travis?
Just listening in here. Got a little FYI there. The so Jordan, who won the, now that it's officially announced, the toy for Thought, he was taking, everybody that donated a toy got to put their name in.
Oh.
And he's going to raffle off that John Deere Moonlander. What? My name's in there.
What an egalitarian way to go about it. That was rather, wow. Wow. And you know, I don't say that very often.
That's fantastic.
That is a very cool thing. So Travis might end up with that. It's been in my basement, and I swear to God, Travis, I have not done anything
unseemly.
Yeah, I looked at it. That's all I've done. Now, you know, that's bad enough. You guys are just sick dogs over there. Jesus. Or maybe it's just me. I don't know. Travis, save us. Save us from ourselves.
Man life.
So I've got some news out of Homer. Our friend, Brother Bjorn Olsen over there, they're working, along with the Homer Cycling Club, they're working to establish the first pack raft route. So it would be fat biking and pack rafting in the bay there, Ketchumack Bay, and they have a website. It's in our fat bike links, but they have to convince the state park across the bay there to allow bicycles, because right now bicycles are not allowed in that state park. It is a fairly wildernessy area. It's one of those areas where you could pack raft over, and what am I talking about? You can have brown bears right in Anchorage. So anyway, there's a link. Click on it, and you might be able to vote for getting bikes allowed and creating this wonderful thing.
So up there in Gunnison area, they had one of their first races, and Dave Ween showed up at it.
Oh, cool. Yeah, because he's training for Worlds, yo.
They were saying he was laughing the whole time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on a fat bike.
That is awesome.
Right? Yeah,
that's too cool. Well, I'm confirmed. I'm going to Crested Butte for Nationals for 8 days, yo.
That is a good thing. That's the right amount of time to be over there.
We are meeting the Moots crew out there, and I'm sure the boys from Borealis will be all over that. It's going to be a thing. It's going to be good.
I just have to beg somebody to pay for it, like my wife. Hey, honey, can I go have some fun for a while, please?
You know, in a local, we don't have a link here, but we'll have to add it. There is something going on at Blue Mountain State Park. They want to close some trails, so we have to get on that email train and get on with the DNR and say, please don't do that.
Don't do that.
So there'll be a link in our links for that as well.
But if they, you know, have a problem there, they can always go up to Vilas County, up where Hayward is, up that way. And yeah,
true.
They've been
killing it
with miles and miles and 40, 50 miles of trails.
Yeah. Guys from Wildcat Groomers are involved in that, and I think the Birkenbeiner Ski Foundation supports that as well, which is a feather in their cap, in my opinion. Hey, we got some links here from Big Tom. I like Tom from Winnipeg.
Winnipeg, yeah. Well, there was Global Fat Bike Day going on or something. I don't know. Yeah. What's that? That's weird.
So what did you two cats do for Global Fat Bike Day?
Santa Rampage.
Found some bridges.
Always a bridge.
Yeah. We did a little quick thing in the Oscars hamburger joint.
Oh yeah,
just a little interview of JK and I sitting at the table waiting for our burger.
Oh nice, we should probably put that in right here.
Yeah, we can put that in right here.
Hey, it's Ben and JK here on Global Fat Bike Day at Oscar's Hamburger Joint. We've had several stops already. Where do we stop, JK?
It was Hollander,
Lakefront. Nomad.
Nomad.
Roman Coin.
Then Lakefront.
I forgot about those two.
There was top of a hill. There was always a hill.
Yep.
Get the hill.
We got eight people with us here right now, about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We got 7 people and 5 are on fat bikes.
Yeah.
It's Global Fat Bike Day too. I got a thrill here from Global Fat Bike Day.
Oh yes, it's the moon is fresh.
Yeah, well we were just down the way at Great Lakes Distillery, and I was trying to collect everybody up to get a picture going, and people were just coming in, so I was trying to catch them before they locked up, and I caught these two guys, and he's like, Global Fat Bike Day's out of John Muir. I'm like, well, it's Global Fat Bike Day, so there's also a ride here. Can we go take a picture? He's like, oh, it's out of John Muir. I'm like, it's global. Whatever, man. For real? You know? I wish I knew that guy's name, because I'd call him out by name and go, for real?
For real.
For real. So, yeah. Anyway, we're on our way to Kochanski's.
We need our polka next.
Yeah, what is the
get
event
your
there?
Polish on.
They got Polish sausage. Yeah, I don't think they'll get inside. That place gets packed. Anyway, well, we'll check in from Kochanski's maybe.
Signing off.
Yes.
Keep your pants on.
Your man on the street.
Are you going to be wearing pants?
Yeah, I did nothing. Jesus. Yeah, dude. That's intent for right. You're not that intent for right.
So Angry Andy and I got together and rode at our local trails early with Uncle Norm and Evan Larson, who's a test pilot. Andy's a test pilot as well. And with some other blokes that we ride with. And then Andy and I headed up to Camrock, just outside of Madison. And we rode up there and saw Dijon and all kinds of people. The cat from Mongoose and a bunch of our friends up there from the Corba folks, the Capital Off-Road Bicycle folks in Madison. And then so I did a twofer, two Global Fat Bike days.
Both on the same day, or did you split it up?
Both on the same day.
Right on.
One early in the morning and then one mid-afternoon. And here you go. Here's the official announcement, dudes, is a lot of people think that I invented Global Fat Bike Day, and this is simply not true. Two guys from the UK, Richie Salt and Cy Matthews, they came up with this idea. I am just a rodeo clown that announced it all over the technology with the help of my friend Sven and the irrepressible J.K. Levin through the megaphone of Fatbikeness.
We're so, Gomez's support staff.
No, we are. Oh, my God.
Well, there's no way I could talk as much as you can, so. I don't have it in me.
It's so freaking true. I cannot stop talking.
But those guys, I mean, that was really something brilliant.
Indeed. It was a fantastic idea. As soon as I read it, I was like, oh, my God, what a great idea. But on the subject of Global Fat Bike Day, let me get out my soapbox just a little bit and talk about, you know, a lot of people have been saying, oh, we got to have the huge numbers and we're not going to be able to have these numbers if there's so many events. I think that everyone from the person that goes out and does a solo ride all the way up to the biggest events, if you get 1,000 fat bike riders, they should all be looked at as equal. The magic here is the ride. It is that magic gliding feeling that we get when we get on the bicycle. And you know, if you ride bikes, you know what I'm talking about. It's a magic quality.
You don't get it on riding lawnmowers so much, do you?
When I find the lawnmower that can roll like that Richie Commando through some twisty, sandy, piney, single tracky, then maybe I will be that Rube.
We can only hope.
I could only hope that I could bring the kind of technology and dedication that I've brought to the Fat Bike Land. Yes.
Yes.
But that's all I'm saying. Fat Bike, Global Fat Bike Day. Let's do it every freaking day. Let's get together with our friends and go ride bikes. Let's have a Snapple in and look at clouds.
And bust them for their thoughts. Boom.
I think it's time to thank Surly for sponsoring the radio portion of today's broadcast.
Surly Bikes Parts Chaos.
Learn more at surlybikes.com. Hey, guess what?
Join us next week when we'll judge your Global Fat Bike Day pictures, and the winner will get a Becker Sewing and Design 40 Below frame bag. Boom.
Booyah.
Yeah.
Send that photo to gomez@fatbike.com.
With Becker Sewing or Becker Bag Contest.
Becker Bag Contest.
What did we say?
In the subject, yes.
In the subject line.
If Becker's in there.
And then you got all stern about it.
I don't want your job to be any harder than it has to be. I know your plate is full.
I appreciate that. That's Sven, ladies and gentlemen. He's looking out for me. He also plays the role of Bobby.
Or Robbie.
Robbie.
All right. That's it, folks. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Adios, amigos.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.